Yeah, just before Pesach, I get a chance to say that it's all blurry.
Okay, now it's clear. Let's hope it stays that way. We had just looked at the Gemara, which said, okay, nice, pithy statement. But there's a lot there. And then we read Amarava, the, you know, the case and all those that just worked out logically. The big question is, why is an Akumin L'chazak L'el B'shtar, meaning no Cheskes Gimel Shana, and based on that, why is a B'machmas Akum have no Cheskes Gimel Shana? So I think we started writing on the board last time, if I recall.
Why? Focus, camera, focus.
You know, I think I
start writing on the board and then it goes into focus. Okay. Anyway, so we started asking why he has no Chazaka El B'shtar. If we look at the Rashbam here, says the Rashbam, I think we read the Rashbam, we had two Shitas maybe, said the Rashbam, the Din Chazaka Lesley La'akum Lola Koman Da'asi Machmasei, the Stam Akum Gazlanim Hain, the Yisrael Yare Limchos. The Helkach Lotikna Behem Chazaka Kedarmina Lakaman Beshmaitzim Hanigubirish Galusa. Right, basically, whenever you're afraid to be mocha because you think the guy will hurt you in some way, then there's no raya for not being mocha, and then there's no chazaka. Everyone knows the chazaka is based on the fact that I wasn't mocha for 3 years. If there's a different explanation why I wasn't mocha for 3 years, such as he was afraid, then there's no chazaka. That is pretty straightforward, and many, many Rishonim seem to agree with the Rashbam. So, Akum, ein chazaka, let Akum, says the Rashbam, the Rashba says the same thing, and the Meiri says the same thing, because Yari Limchos, whenever you're afraid to be Mocha, there's no Chazaka, and that is the most mainstream explanation of Lam Vavam and Aleph, of why Hani Dvivish Galusa have no Chazaka, because people are afraid to be Mocha them, even though there are many explanations. The Yad... the Avrama says this a little differently. He says half the words of the Rashbam without the other half of the words. And I think he means something a little different. If you look at the Avrama, he says, Lo kaim bechazaka, the stam goy anasu. A stam goy is a thief. He doesn't say, I don't know what you could say he means. Although, you know, I'm not super convinced. If you want, maybe you could say he means that, and therefore you're afraid to be mocha in him. It's possible he means the same as the Rashbam, but then he should have said so. Then it would be ikra chasam and a sefer. I think more likely what he means is that chazak is a proof that you bought it fair and square and didn't steal it. When you have a Jew who may not stam buy things and doesn't steal them, although one never knows, then the chazak is enough to prove that he bought it. When you have a guy who min hastam steals things, that even if he is a chazaka, that's not enough of a proof, given that he started off with a stam assumption that he stole things, and therefore he is not naman. Yes. He is. So I'm assuming that that's what underlies it. But what does he say?
Louder?
Gotten there yet? Because he says that if the guy was here, he wouldn't win. So the Yisrael B'Achmas also doesn't win. So really, therefore, implicitly, he's also explaining why the guy wouldn't win. Where he says, why did the Jew not have a chazaka? Because the guy wouldn't have a chazaka. So then the rest of his explanation, I think you can take.
He
Because the guy wouldn't win, right? What does he say? He said, the guy wouldn't win with the chazaka. Now, why wouldn't the guy win with the chazaka? So that's why I think if you take the part he says that Stam Goy Anas, that's not directly the hezver why the Bamach Sakam doesn't win. Because he said the Bamach Sakam doesn't win because the Akum wouldn't win. So I think what he's saying is the Akum wouldn't win Kastam Goyanas, and the Bamachmas Akum wouldn't win, because whenever the Akum wouldn't win, the Bamachmas also wouldn't win. Since you make this equation that the Bamachmas loses whenever he loses, then I think you have to take the rest of his explanation saying that's why the original guy loses. Kach Nira Lanius Daiti. Kach Nira Lanius Daiti. Interestingly, the Shut Rashva says a third shot.
I'll show again. I think it's Stam Goy Anasil.
Meaning, maybe there's a Stam that he stole. I'm not sure, but exactly what that's doing there. That's not me necessarily explaining the Jew, because the Jew always loses when the guy loses. So the Stam is explaining why the guy would lose. So maybe that's a third shot. The Shut Rashva says a different shot.
Says the Shut Rashva.
Says Shut Rashva. He says, I'll find you the Lashon. He says, the Kaven the Kuti Ein Lo Chazak Elo B'Shtar L'Pisha Ein Yisrael Zeh Choshesh Lemchos. The Daito Shakuti Ein O Machzik Lo Shtar. Okay, the Yisrael doesn't worry, doesn't feel a need to be Mocha, because the Yisrael thinks that the Goy would never claim ownership without a Shtar. By the Goyim, they don't have chazaka. Therefore, the Yisrael is not threatened by the Goyim. And the Yisrael, is not threatened by a Goy. So he's not choshesh lemchos because he doesn't think that the Goy will claim ownership without a shtar. And what does he say there? Yes, now that's talking about even further, right? Right. But in that case, that's interesting. Stam Goy is like that, and in that case, there's actually a bit of a machlokas. Why? So it'd be interesting to see. You're right. We can see what the Adrama says there. Does he say it's because Yori lived close, which is what some of the Farshim say there, or does he say because that's an interesting case. You have to figure out where you can find it, figure it out. There it sounds more like we just don't think he owned it in the first place, which would then be a different shot. Says the Shut Rashva, in any case, he says, Lo choshash limchos, the guy ain't machzik lo shtar. Yeah, he wasn't choshesh limocha because a guy is not machzik without a shtar. Okay. Interestingly, here you have a bit of a subtlety, which maybe we'll come back to, which is they're also making different psychological assumptions, maybe, but also maybe different assumption about like what makes the guy be mocha. Says it's a Rashba. The fact that someone took over his land and is eating his produce is not enough to make him be mocha. No one's going to be mocha just someone else is eating their produce. He's only going to be mocha if he thinks someone else is going to start claiming to own the field. And since he thinks a guy won't claim to own the field without a shtar, because Goyim only believe in shtar in their communities, therefore his ownership is not threatened by the Goyim. So Goyim don't believe in Chazaka. Okay, I think that's what Shut Rashva is trying to say. There being a Yona, it's funny, a lot of people only say, a lot of people, and you're right, even the Avraham only says why the Yisrael of HaMachazaka was of Chazaka, which is technically our Sugya, but what do all these Shutim have in common? They're all working within the rules of Chazaka. Right? Within the rules of exactly how the Umdin of Cheskin's Gimel Shana works, they figure out why the guy doesn't have. And why does the Bamachmas Akum not have a Chazaka? So here, you have two different pshatim, why the ba machmas akum does not have a chazaka, two different drachim. One is, doesn't have a chazaka, the other doesn't have a taina, right? The Rashbam starts out saying, he has a chazaka. After all, you're not yori limchos, the ba machmas akum, just because you bought it from the akum, why would I be afraid to be mochin you? The akum couldn't care less, the akum has his money, right? But it's a good chazaka, but I have no taina, but you have no taina, because, like we saw later on, the Gemara says, if you claim to have seen, that's one thing. But we're talking about a case you don't claim to have seen the guy buy it. So one derech is, it's a chazaka she'ein ima taina. That's the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah. Both say chazaka she'ein ima taina. The Rashbam and Yad Ramah chazaka she'ein ima taina. Why is it a chazaka she'ein ima taina? Again, the okimta being, which is not a, it's not an okimta, it's before something more later, that the Bamachmas Akum doesn't know how the Akum got it. Therefore, it's chazaka she'ein ima taina. Exactly, why is this chazaka she'ein ima taina? What happened to the rule of Dafen Aleph and Beis Tanina? And obviously, let's say you have Eidim the Darbe Hadyon, because otherwise he'd blow out the stone at the time. It wouldn't be interesting. I mean, the point is, even if I bore from Yisrael and I had Eidim lived there for one day, I would have a Taina, I would have a Chazaka, but I have a bite for the guy. And he, like, even if I can prove it, lived there for many days, I don't have a Chazaka. Why is there no Taninan here? So the Rishvam doesn't terribly say.
Who would you be Tainin for, the Jew or the guy?
Taninan for the Jews, but my Chazaka.
You're really taina that the guy
taina for the Jew that the guy bought it fair and square. After all, the Jew, let's say even if the Jew eats it for 3 years, right? The Jew eats it. To the best of my knowledge, I didn't look up every obscurisha. I don't think anyone's machalate in this case between the Jew ate it for 3 years or if the guy ate it for 3 years. Even if the Jew ate it for 3 years, there's no chazaka. So the machazaka is no chazaka ever. The Jew says, I ate it for 3 years, I have a right for chazaka. No, because you have no taina, you don't have a kater. Why not do taina? So here, it's not clear. Lama. Right, okay, great. Cover all those bases, right? I mean,
it's not that what I'm saying.
Lama ain't toanem little kaya. So Rashbam doesn't say, but maybe you could say this is why he needs to stick in the Stam Goy Anasu, not just being in there for his father, afraid to be Mocha. But remember, there's a Rashbam and Mem Aleph on the days who says, why do you need Edus to Darbe Chadyoma? The Rashbam says, La'ami Devara, something like that. What's his Lashon? K'dei La'ami Devarecha, K'dei La'ami Devarecha. And remember the Machloksi, I think, that Sos in the Maharit. What does it mean, La'ami Devarecha? To prove that you really bought it, that you're a Lokeach? Or, no, you need Raglai, but you don't make Taninan of just anything that could be. We only make Taninan of a Taina there's Raglai in the Dover. Right? The Maharit said that the Pshat and the Rashbam and Alfon Beis was, you need to prove that you bought it in order for us to say Taninan. But you don't need to prove that, we don't need the evidence the first guy bought it. But the Sos said, no, that's not Pshat and Rashbam. The Rashbam meant that we only do Taninam when there's a reply in the Dover. When is there a reply in the Dover? I bought it from Plony. And we have Aegis that Plony lived there one day. That's not a proof that Plony bought it, but it's a reply in the Dover that Plony bought it. We only make a time that there's a reply in the Dover. And then I think it's possible. If a Jew lived there for one day, that's a reply in the Dover that he bought it. But if an Akum lived there for one day, that's not a reply in the Dover that he bought it. It's Tam Goyanesu. And like the, so you could say, Alpi Rashbam. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, which is you only say Tanina when there's Imot Devarav, when there's like Glein Lodav. Diras Yom Echad, I mean Yom Echad, even 3 years, even 5 years. Shel Akum, Eino Reglein Lodav, that's the Lashon Rabban, who's showing the Sarikus there. Shekna'o, there. Ain Tony. Lilokeyach Ella and Kane each right lion with over. Unless there's right lion with over. Okay.
we only make a tiny sort of wine in the Dover, and a guy is not requiring the Dover. Maybe that's the easiest way to chat in the Rashbam. The Yad Ramah says it a little differently, right? What does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says, you know why? Ilu ta'an akum bo mehemen lochein the efshar lito the Yisrael haba machlaso. Okay, that's what the Yad Ramah says. That if the goy tainted, it wouldn't work, and therefore we can't do tanina for the Jew who comes from what's his lashon. He says, by Yisrael, since the mocher would have won, the lokech can win. The goy wouldn't be believed. I think, why not? That's why saying stam goys are honest. Since the goy wouldn't be believed, then we can't do tanina until the guy comes from him.
So, but the Rashbam prefaces the whole thing that we know it belonged to Yisrael at the beginning. We didn't know that it belonged to Yisrael.
And right, that's what the Amra also said in the next paragraph. Okay, but that's posh to me. Relatively posh to me. Yeah, if we never knew who the Morakam was in the first place, then of course I would put it in, because I could just say it was always mine. That's the Mishnah in Ksubas. That is today's Daf Yomi. That Ha'omer Moder Yeshua, Omer Sadez Mishal Avichai, Sub Kachtiya, Yeshu. You mean on Daf Lamed Amud Beis? Yeah, okay, that's why I said or I meant to say it's complicated. I'm not getting into it, but let's leave that for now. That's a very, very complex Rashbam. I don't want to deal with that now. Oh, but I was thinking of that. Okay, so now what's Pshat in this Ramah? So we have to go back to our discussions on Daf Lamed when we went through the swing Daf and Alpha days. Remember, we had a whole Chakira. How does Taniman work? Is it as if, is it we put a tain in the mouth of the Lepeach? Or is it Ki'il, the mocher, comes into court and ties? So this Ramah would work very nicely with the Tzad and Chakira, that not like Rashi, who says Tzad Ki'il, Ilan, you open the mouth of the Lokeach. But if we pretend Ki'il, the mocher, is in court, would he win, would he lose? And then if he wins, then the Lokeach's in good shape. So if you take the pshat that Taninan is the time of the mocher, not the time of the Lokeach, then the Yamara makes perfect sense. When a Jew buys a Jew, then we virtually bring the first Jew into court. And what would he have said and what would he have won? And we start turning out the first Jew would have won in court. But if a Jew buys a guy, he'd virtually bring the guy into court and say would he have won and he would have lost. Because his time is no good. So he's an astam, he's an honest. So we wouldn't accept his time. So what's the Svara? The Svara might be like the Tzad that Din Toanim Lokeach Tainas Hamocher below Tainas Halokeach, that would make a lot of sense. Maybe the Amarahu, but that's out of Akira. There's also, we mentioned an interesting sheikh of the Meiri at the time who said the reason you need Darbe Hadyoma, he had a big finish, is because the Chazaka really needs to be done by the original buyer. Just because we continued by a Lokeach. But a Chazaka is only valid, according to the Meiri, if it's done by the original guy who bought it. Why? Because a Chazaka is like a Shtar, and it only helps the Shtar that the first guy bought it from Barakah. So, or, Kishitas Meiri, and again, this is all you go back to Shir, whatever number it was, and you could have our discussion a bit. The Chazaka Mehani Rak Al Yidei Honda Mimarakama, and therefore this Jew cannot do Chazaka. He can only continue the Goy's Chazaka. But he can't continue the Goy's Chazaka. The Goy doesn't have a Chazaka. So again, what's the Yad Ramah saying? Since the Goy couldn't win with the Chazaka, the Jew can't win with Chazaka. Why do we care if you're going to the woman with Chazaka? Why not put a tiny mouth in the Jew? Either Tanina is not putting a tiny mouth in the Jew. It's bringing the guy into court and the guy loses. Or we did Tanina or we did Chazaka. No can do Chazaka except the original buyer. If the original buyer starts, I can continue. But it's still, he has to start the Chazaka. And in this case, he can't.
When he spells out the whole thing, he basically said that it's the reason that the Yisrael doesn't have this Chazaka is because Chazal weren't mistaken of the idea of Chetzer and Moshanim by Anam. Which is the reason that he the Ganam, but they weren't mistaken of Moshanim by Ganam. And therefore, he's now without Taino because the Akim couldn't make such a claim.
I was saying in the Rashbam that maybe just that a tiny because no reglaim with her tanina, but what you just pointed out that no, he focuses on the fact that the guy doesn't have chazaka, in which case he's really like the Avraham.
Right, but he's really like the version of the Avraham, not the first, but the second. Because he also said later on the Malach of Bain by Shalosh, he says there that within the Hebrew Master, Shalosh, which is what he says, that the Shimon Jalak coming fast are unbuying Koko, Ohio Lutah. You could laugh that for the wash, but it could be that that's what you're
saying. Right. Okay, so that's, I mean, I guess the question is exactly, let's see. Did Chazaka less at the stomach, although taking him Chazaka, etc. The souls of my athletes, she hits like in his castle clum, Chazaka Shaynu Matainahu. Sharehu. Okay, I mean, I'm not sure if it's a deal. Well, how can I hear the time that there's, the Rehita, the certainly the Mashvash, the Rishvamir could be, and then there'd be a big Kiddush that he holds like that for you.
It's
not so clear. That's not me, the Akron, I'm going to get you, Shalom.
It doesn't mean that they made a comment, because right actually it's a certain.
Correct. He doesn't mean like it's a midari thing that they're going to for Jew not to go. But he means that they only the kind of where it makes sense in economy. He's not saying that. Okay. So that is the derech, one derech. The other derech is that there's ein chazaka, meaning there's ein hochacha. Or let's say it's a little better. Ein mashmaot l'shtikas hamarakana. Right. Yeah, maybe you do have a taina. For all we know, maybe we will call this a taina. Just, there's no chazaka. Chazaka means in 3 years that he was silent. That proves something. And here, the 3 years of silence doesn't prove anything. Why would the 3 years of silence not prove anything? The Rash for the Iri, their Lashon is not 100% clear. I'll read it also, but that's why I put the spot on the person. What did the Rash just say? Perish, Mishum the Stam Goy, Anasum, it's Yorim Menon Limchos Bokokach. Okay, we're afraid to be Mokah. Umi Alon is Goner or Goshiach, who's Shtar, now he's not a Sikrito. We'll still trust the Shtar. He's not so scary that he'll force his rightful Shtar. But I'm going to the Barrings in. And also, like, he's not so scary. Like, eventually, wear the fear of being mocha will wear off. And Lefika Habamach Maso Gam Yisro Chazaka Be'arvan Shana. And that's his shot. And more later on, it's a restart. So he's 40 years. So I hope you show him whether that angel says it's a little shana or not. And Arisa is having nothing to do with this. Like, if you're an Oris, then Mistama, you agree with my guy be the Oris for 40 years. Or, Arisa really means Chesed Milshanim. And it means there's Chesed Milshanim, not in Gil Shanim, but 40 years. And if so, back to the demon Malchus, or back to the Umdra, he's assuming it's an Umdra. Then you're semi afraid to be Moshe, and therefore, for 3 years, you're still afraid. But after 40 years, you're not afraid. But he seamlessly transitions from being afraid of the guy to Yisrael HaBamach was Akko, which I would take to mean that maybe what he thinks is that just like you're afraid to be Mokhan the Akko, you're afraid to be Mokhan Yisrael HaBamach was Akko. I said 10 minutes ago, I'm afraid to be Mokhan the Akko. That Akko is scary Akko, right? I don't know. Maybe some of us still grew up in America in the days when you were afraid of the Akko. The Akum scary. Once the Akum sold it, what does he care if I'm Moche? Maybe the answer is he does care. Because if I'm Moche, the guy he sold it to, that's questioning his transaction, that's questioning his rights, and he still might kill me. So I think that's what the Rosh was saying, because he seamlessly transitioned being afraid to being afraid from the Akum to the Bamach. So I think that's also shot in the Eri says that the Eri.
the Vafilu, what does he say? Yisro shalakach minagoy afu kigoy, dot. Mivdisha imaso muteles al Yisro v'inarut olimpo. So it sounds like he's talking even at the moment, Machmas Akam is still afraid. And okay, it needs to be shown that it's not 100% clear, but Nesma, he makes it 100% clear. Nesma, the Shomanar says, D.H. Lomans, you already limchos bold, but gan be Yisrael abami kocho. Okay, so even though I think it's shot in the Rashi in the Yiri, you should just read it straight, it's before Shem Nesma.
It makes sense, because if you're mocha to the Yisrael, the Yisrael is going to go back and be mocha to the Goy and say, what, you didn't sell it to me?
Exactly.
So it's...
Now, someone might say, that he doesn't care that Israel's afraid to go back and ask for his money back. But still, you never know. And I agree with Sma, and I think this is the Rashba and the Meiri, which is Yore Limchos Gam, the Israel, Habba Machmas Akum. I mean, that's for sure. You can imagine. If the mafia stole someone's house and then sold it to a Jewish guy, and I come and I sue the Jewish guy because the mafia stole it, I would be afraid the mafia would come and kill me. Even though I'm not being mocha in there. That's such a greedy svar. excuse me. Shut Rashba says the Shut Rashba. He says, again, he has a very unique shita. He says, the Jew doesn't even bother. That's his phrase. He doesn't even bother against the guy because he thinks the guy is not trying to be an owner without shtar. Okay, because he says, this guy didn't think I bought it. He bought it from the guy. And everyone knows the guy don't think they own things as they own a shtar, and therefore I don't have to be chomshish. It's so posh that he doesn't think he's an owner, I don't have to be chomshish. Okay, I'm not a psychologist. If I was, I don't know how much I'd be macabre this Shut Rashba, but it doesn't matter. We're not going to argue about psychology now. Alfie on this, he clearly has a different shtar. Why is the Shut Rashba different than the Rashba institution here? The Rashba institution here says it's Yuri Mikos. The Shut Rashba is definitely not about the Yuri, it's about the Inuvim. It's almost two opposite things. I don't know. Not all Shut Rashbas are by the Rashba. I mean, I have two possible answers. One is that not all Shut Rashbas are by the Rashba, right? The price of, right, once upon a time, right, even nowadays, right? What are the odds you'll find people saying all kinds of outlandish things in my name that I didn't really say? Slim, because I'm not so big and famous. What are the odds you'll find people saying all kinds of outlandish things in the name of Soloveitch they didn't say, right? About 100%, at least. Why? Because the price of being very, very kosher and important is that people start being mizayif a little. So here I'm not talking about a purpose, but you realize that in Once Upon a Time, when you copied over manuscripts, if the manuscript was someone who is not considered so crucial, so important that Ke'ilu, they're like Tanakh and Shas and a basic book of Judaism, then just copy over what he said and you wouldn't put in anything else. Once someone becomes a basic book of Judaism, then already start adding things because, you know, this is the basic book and it's Chasher this, it's Chasher that, you should add in. Classic example is Machzor Vitri, which is not just, I mean, that's more because it was a practical book, right? Machzor Vitri was literally a Machzor. Not exactly what we think, but close to what we think. You know, the texts of Philos and practical horos. So everyone added everything to Master Vitri. It was like your home guide. And the Shut Rashba also was so famous, it was probably the most famous shut for sure. The two biggest, most basic shutin in the time you've shown them were by Ashkenazi, by Rami Rutenberg, and by Sfardim, the Rashba. And the Shut Rashba was so great that they threw everyone's shut into the Shut Rashba. So maybe there's not the Rashba, or maybe he changed his mind. Okay, I'm not gonna get them to shin together. They're saying two opposite things, but whichever, either it's not the Rashba or he changes his mind, but what is he saying? Eino chosheish limchos ki goy eino matzik lishtar v'lachin hashot da'ba machmaso eino bayom. Okay, the function of that, and this guy, he bought it from the guy, he's playing around, he's joking, I'm not even close, it's so obvious that he's wrong. Okay, I'm not a psychologist. So.
What I didn't understand is the buyer aware of this, the buyer from the Akum, that he knows that it's like finding Rechavim?
I think he is. I think he is. He's maybe a close-up carrying out speed, or maybe he got a good deal, and for as many years he eats the crops, it's worth it for him. It's worth taking a chance.
Rashbam says that it's not.
Yeah. Rabbi Yona says one last thing before I get to the other way around. Says Rabbi Yona. Says Rabbi Yona here, short Rabbi Yona, he says, Sheyachal Lomer Lo Tzrakti Limpos. Again, Lo Tzrakti Limpos. I was afraid to. I don't even need to. Why? Kedon Shayisa Bamachas Goy. Yadua Shagoyim Anasim Heim. Everyone knows Goyim steal. So therefore, when you bought it from a guy, everyone knows you're not the real owner. So I didn't even bother to be Mocha and you because it's so posture you're not the owner because everyone knows Goyim steal. So that's Rabbi Yona. Eino choshesh limchos ki ulam yodim shehagoy God's one.
But here again, Rabbi Yona says, even shesad is too shalavosa.
Yeah, everyone's always saying that it's because of Begum Tree can prove the Markava. If you can't prove the Markava, then the other guy has a kashasar, as I said, today's daf yomi. Then the other guy could say, I could have said it was never yours. So if I admit it's yours, I have a kashasar, then I don't think anyone would disagree with me. But one possible exception. Okay. Now, interestingly, just what Rabbi Yona doesn't say, this is the technical point, is, and then we'll go on to the second half of the sugya, not in terms of lines of the Gemara, in terms of ways of understanding. Then why is there no chazakah for the original Akum? Is it because I'm not choshesh limchos, is it the same reason? I'm not choshesh limchos because everyone knows Goyim steal. So therefore, it's obvious that he stole it. Or is it because, you know, so other reason? But maybe if you take it back, you can find a fourth shot here, right? If you just take it back, lo chashash limchos ki hare yadua. The guy, Gosselin, who, okay, maybe it's, I want the choshesh because it's so well known, I didn't even have to say anything, it's so obvious. Or it could be that he's more like the Amrama, that it's not our koshish or not koshish on close, just that he had no time in the first place because it's, you know, how can you bring evidence to if he starts out the time that's so weak? In any case, what do all these drachim have in common? What all these drachim have in common is that they're saying the way we look at Goy and the way we look at B'machmaso is we take all the technical rules, these are all technical rules. I mean, interesting ones, some of them. We take all the technical rules of Cheskes Gimel Shanim and just see how they apply to a guy the same way we see how they apply to a Reish Galusa, right? The Rashbam Gaon says Reish Galusa, right? Basically, inside Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not a low plug in all circumstances. We have to look at the Reish Galusa, we have to look at Liran and the Uman and the Gazlan and the Ishbenichsei Ishto and the Ben Benichsei Ovid. There's lots of cases which are exceptions. So Goy happens to be heading tips in one of the more complex cases of applying the oldness of the rules of Chazak and Taina of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But it's within the framework, within the Ma'arechet of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Right? We're staying the Ma'arechet of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, just checking out how the logic applies. Okay, on the daf, or off the daf, who's famous for having a very different approach to our sugya? Yes, I mean, you answered me on Rishon. That's on the daf, off the daf. Who's famous for this? The Balayit. But Rabbi Gershon here, if not for the fact that there's this big halakha maisa every day and it was all over the makoros off the daf, you know, it would be like, okay, one, two line Rabbi Gershon, you're not exactly sure what to make of it. But what does Rabbi Gershon say here? But we see that there's a lot going on here. Says Rabbi Gershon. Says Rabbi Gershon, Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum, etc. Ma Akum Ein Lo Chazakum in Yisrael Mkani Menu Karka Mkini Yisrael Shtar Mechira. Why? Lefi Shebini Nehem Ein Chazakah B'Shanim. Because b'dineihem, there's no chazaka. Because the Achim has different dinim. He has a different system of law. He has a system called b'dineihem, Goyish law. And in Goyish law, as we mentioned a few times, seems to be pretty clear in the Rishonim, there's no chazaka. Eitel Yisrael b'mach chazakam nami, ein lo chazaka, elim kein, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, he says because b'dineihem, they don't have chazaka. Now, I don't think he means, theoretically, if you want to be stubborn, you could say that he really means the Shuk Rashba. Ah, what he meant is, since B'dinayim, they're on Chazaka, therefore you're not Choshi. One close, and therefore within the psychology of, 3 years, is Dar B'Shtare and Habalei Limchos, but it sounds like he's saying something more fundamental, right? What's this called? This is, too bad Erb's not here, right? This is what you learn in law school. This is the most longish parts of law school. Choice of law, right? Choice of law, right? What system of, right? I mean, this is like Maisa B'chol Yom in real cases of law, like choice of law. Whose laws apply, right? It's a fascinating case, right? Maisa B'chol Yom. A couple gets married in New Jersey, and they move to Wyoming and get divorced. So do you use New Jersey law to divide the assets or Wyoming law? I have no idea what the answer is. That sure, it's complicated. Now, something we're not getting to now is, but something that we should probably keep in mind is substantive law versus procedural law. When it comes to actual and modern day courts, choice of law, you're often mechalking the substantive law and the procedural law, right? I mean, the answer might be that, if you moved yesterday to Wyoming and got divorced, we'll use the substantive law of New Jersey in deciding who gets the assets. But in terms of the procedural law, so who's kosher la'idos and what the burden of proof is, et cetera, we'll use Wyoming law because we're in Wyoming. Okay, that could be relevant to our sugya. I'm not going to get into that. Just something to keep in mind. Anyway, choice of law. What's Rabbi Gershom saying? In Goyish law, there's no chazaka. So therefore, the Goy has no chazaka. And what's the big chiddush here? It's not a super big chiddush that we use Goyish law for a Goy. Because of course, Gemara and Bavakama is the Dav Kuf Yud Gimel in the Gevel Akum sugyas. It's a Mefurish Gemara that, it seems pretty important in the Brisa. Maybe it's a weird way you could read it, but all the couple ways of reading that. Before I go on to reading Gershon, I just want to point out, one thing I forgot to point out, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't give away too much, but the Rambam says, Akam afil achma kamashan meyachul asa raya. What he says by both of them is ein achilas oraya. It seems that we can't be sure what the Rambam holds, ein achilas oraya, but it sounds like he's talking about not like the Rashbam and the Yadrama, it's a chazak she'im mataina. It sounds like saying ein achilas oraya, the achilas.
Hi, is the shiur still going on?
It really is, but the internet's not working right now.
Ah, okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry we had a technology issue. I don't know how long ago I lost you. Okay. Anyone want to speak up? If not, I'll hope it wasn't too long ago. They're there now. Yes, but everyone's muted.
From the Rambam.
From the Rambam.
The last thing.
Whoa. Rambam. Okay. The last thing was the Rambam. Okay. So we said, I'll chazer briefly. Okay. What we said was, we're going to Gershom and the total way of reading our sogya. Everyone else read our sogya as within the laws of Chetzkes Gimel Shanim, within the framework of the Ma'arechet of Chetzkes Gimel Shanim, do the umdinas work out, do the umdinas not work out, the tainas work out, do they not work? It's like a Reish Galusa, like many cases that we have throughout later in the Perek, who Chetzkes Gimel Shanim does apply, it applies a little differently, Ben Benisse, other than Ishbenisse, Ishto, everything. Okay, you work it out within that system. Reading Gershom is a totally different way of reading our Gemara. What does Rabbi Gershom say? He says the reason why a goy is no chazaka is the name of the no chazaka. In goyish law, there's no chazaka. This is what's called choice of law. When you have when you have different people who come with different legal systems or different aspects of the case with different legal systems, which set of law do you use? Cedric and Gershom use goyish law. That, and in goyish law, there's no chazaka. That's not such a big kiddush. It says about a comic of Gimel that if a Jew and a goy come to court, if the Jew wins with Jewish law, he wins. If the Jew wins with goyish law, he wins. We'll figure out why in a second. In a few minutes. So here the Jew wins with Goyish law, saying Goyish law is no chazaka, the Jew would win. The Goy has no chazaka, the Goy loses because in Goyish law there's no chazaka. What's the Chiddush in Gershom? The Chiddush is, I would think, if a Jew bought an asset from a Goy, now he works with Jewish law. Says Rabbi Gershom, no. When you buy an asset from someone, you only inherit the rights they had under the legal system that applied to them. Therefore, since the Goy has Goyish law, when he owns this sadeh, or when he's occupying the sadeh, but you buy them, and he only buys it from him with the rights of goyish law, and that's the big chiddush. That why is it no chazaka l'akam because b'dineihem? Not such a big chiddush. Why did anyone else not say that? Because then how would that then continue to affect the Jew, perhaps? But, or perhaps a different reason. But says the Rebbe Gershom, no, he doesn't say much. All he said was Bidineya. And then he says, likewise, a Jew. What's the Svara? When a Jew is Bamach Basakum, he inherits the Goyish law. That's the tremendous Kiddush. And this affects all areas of Shulchan Aruch. And there are two totally different ways now of understanding our Sugya. One way of understanding our Sugya is that the details of Inchetzkes Gimel Shanim of Jewish law. The other way of understanding our Sugya is that it's choice of law. A Goy uses Goyish law, and the Kiddush, the Jew Bamach Bas Goy, which is not found anywhere else in Shas. This Kiddush, this is the only source of Shas. A Jew who comes Machmas Goy uses Goyish law, not Jewish law. Well, we'll specify more in a second. This is very famous in the sheet of the Itter. The Itter says when you apply it over windows, right? Windows are a big difference. We have a lot of rules about windows. The Goyim say, everyone build whatever they want. You want to build a window, build a window. You want to build a wall to block your friend's window, build a wall to block your friend's window. The Goyim are like modern day, libertarians. Everyone could do in their field, in their property, whatever they want, and no one has any ties. No hachashchein. No matovo lecha Yaakov. Okay, that's why Bilam thought it was a big deal. What happens when a Jew has windows overlooking the chatzar regai, builds windows overlooking the chatzar regai, and the guy sells a field to a Jew? What happens to that Jew now? Says the Sefer HaEtter, that Jew who bought that field is now bound by Goyish law. What does that mean? Says the Sefer HaEtter. This is apparently Maisim B'chol Yom, but he starts with our sugya. He starts with our sugya. The Sefer HaEtter is the Rebbe Gershom. He says, I start with our sugya. And therefore, Mistab Rariyu Ka'akum says the Itter, what he said in our sugya, Rebbe Gershom is one line. The Itter is the one who puts us on the map. He says, remember, the Sefer Itter, the regular yeshiva guy seems like a very obscure book, the Sefer Itter, like something you're looking and he pulls out of a hat. But in traditional Judaism, you have to stop a yeshiva's guidance reason for Shalai, and the Sefer Itter is like a weird thing. But in traditional Judaism, Sefer Itter was considered a basic Sefer of Halacha B'Harai. You look in the Torah, he quotes the Sefer Itter every page. You look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Sefer Itter all the time. Meaning in the mainstream Halachic tradition, the Sefer Itter was a basic book of Halacha. It's only nowadays in yeshivas where they just like to learn Gemara aladaf. So anything that's not aladaf, becomes like an obscure work. And especially say for Itter, which is the girsa is very bad, so it's hard to understand. But that's just our basic version. Yes, if you guys, it's considered a Sefer now, but it was once considered a basic work of Judaism, which is why the first thing Rashba said is, "Oh, I know the Sefer Etter, but so what Sefer Etter says, umestaber ka'akim d'chaber b'chol dochta in all places, not chetzkimul shadim. It's not a rule of chetzkimul shadim. This is a general rule and culture of kulin choshen mishpat that areyu ka'akim. Ke'ilo also akim bar bisholadin. It's as if the akim is in court and not the Jew." Vitanya, and therefore what? He quotes him and tell you how close of the Israel Zakedu, etc. Right? Whichever system of law is worse for him, you use whatever is worse for him, and therefore also use whichever system of law is worse for the Israel Haba. Machmas Akum. And therefore, what does he say? He says that we'll get to the therefore in a moment. He says basically, and therefore, if the Jew bought from the Goy the field, he cannot build a wall blocking his friend's chalon. A, he can't tell his friend, close your chalon, because it's doing hezek ra'iyah to me, or it's being mazik me, because the friend can say, what do you mean? I'm allowed to open a chalon over a field with Goy, and I already have that right. And then he can't say, okay, so I'm going to be like Goy, and I'll just build a wall blocking the chalon. So he'd say, no, Jewish law, you're not allowed to build a wall blocking my chalon. Says basically, in Goyish law, I already won this chalon, the right to this chalon, and now in Jewish law, you can't block it. Okay, that is the iter. That is what the iter learned for Sugya, the Harei Hu Ka'akum, the Baal HaIter. Bechol Dochta. It's not about Chezkus Kimmel Shonen. It's about Kol Dochta. It's a general rule. And what does Shut Rashba says when he is faced with he gets the same question, but forget about the question for him. What does he say about the Sefer HaItter? He says, the Emesh Rav Bala Itter Kosekei. Why? Because what was his Raya? His Raya was Amr Yom Rav Yisrael Ba Machlis Kuti Arei Kikuti. Right? And then he said, and therefore we apply Baba Kama, we give him the worst choice of law, whichever is most detrimental to him. But he says, Kada says no. Shem Amr Shabbatul Abakif and the Kuti Shabbat of the Din Shol, Amr Shalom Abakus Kuti Baladin Shol. My chazan Dama the Hadik Sudan Faith, the old Dama the Hadik Faith. Just because by a guy we give him whichever law is worse for him, that doesn't mean we do that to Yisrael Bama Chazakam. Why would this Yisrael be better off than that Yisrael? The Lo Amr Kuti, what it say? When did our Gemara say Reka Akum? Elish Adonis Ogedin Shabamach Maso. It just means we judge him like the first guy. Why? They came into Kuti in the Chazak El Bashtar. The Vishayinza Yisrael Chushish Lim Chos Daikish and Kuti Yamachse the Lo Shtar. The Pigan Hoshish Lim Chos Apil Shal Barach Maso. Those Yisrael in Tome Tzot. What does he say? He says very posh. He says, our Gemara is just a local detail in the Omdur of Cheskis Gimel Shan. And that's all it meant. It just meant that he's not Chushish Lim Chos here. He's not Chushish Lim Chos here. So there's no Chazakah. It doesn't mean a general rule, the whole dokta about choice of law. It's just, what is choice of law? Why should we discriminate against the Yisrael B'Amach Mazakum? They're both Yisraelim, right? So he, basically, this Sharashba is the mother. It says there are two fundamentally different ways of reading our sukkah. The Baal HaItter, and we add Rabbi Gershom, reads it as choice of law. A Jew gets the law system of the Akum he bought it from. So you buy something, you buy all the rights under the legal system of whoever sold it to you. And the Rashba says, no, that's ridiculous. Our Gemara is a detail in the Omdur of Chesed Gimel Shanim. It has nothing to do with windows or any other area of Choshev Mishnah. And he points out, our Gemara is not about Dineihem, it's about Dineinu. It's all about Jewish law of Chesed Gimel Shanim. Jewish law is that it depends on the Omdur. As he points out, Kana din echad bein dineihem. In Chesed Gimel Shanim, there's no difference between our din and their din. He says, Argomar is nothing with Dinaim, it's nothing with different choice of law legal system. So Argomar just means that within Jewish law, it depends if you
should have been mocher, you shouldn't have been mocher. When you're yore, you're not koshes, we take that into adoration to Lusay. Therefore, our Gemara is just a straightforward application of Jewish law and has nothing to do with differing legal systems. And therefore, he says the Iter is totally wrong. That's the fundamental Hakira in our Gemara, is our Gemara about the details of Chezkas Gimel Shanim Bidinenu. That's the Shadrashva and maybe everyone else on the board. And everyone else on the board. Or is our Gemara about which set of laws to apply, and that is the Bala Iter and Rabbi Gershon, and we'll add, that's the fundamentally different two different ways of reading our Sugya and Shabbat. Our Sugya has nothing to do with this. Look at Reish Kulusu. Reish Kulusu also not comes off that. He doesn't have a different legal system. It's just antithesis. Okay. That is the two fundamental different ways of reading our Sugya. I know there's like 100 ways of reading our Sugya, but it's really two fundamental ways. It's about legal system, or it's about details of Chesed Gimel Shanim. Now I just want to go back to the legal system for a second and see what, in fact, do we say in the end in terms of legal system by a Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum Taka. What do we say about Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum and legal system? We'll see that there are many different possibilities. So let us, yes.
Once we're saying that you think we're equal to the meaning that you from Akhla Sakhla, if you have to do back on the legal system, why does it matter if you said bargain?
Because why does it matter if he says bargain leading? Meaning, if he says bargain leading, he wins with a Nigo.
But he's still coming in Akhla Sakhla, he's still calling for Akhla.
So that's where, at a certain point, that's where it's going to get subtle. And this is a little bit what the Shad Rush deals with, the difference between procedural and substantive, and is Chesed Gimel Shanim. Obviously, what the Rebbe Gershom and the Bala Iter would say is this. They would say that, actually, let me say it better. Oh, who says a goy can't use a legal, actually? This is like a separate question. Maybe more for a goy, even a goy can use a legal, just can't use a chazaka.
What? That he believes to say.
Meaning, just like the goy, if he had a legal, would win. So, why would a legal win? I can answer your question. I'm just not sure I accept it.
But that's making an assumption about the narrative. If there's a man, I'm going to go with it.
Correct. So either the answer is by the guy, we could also work, or the answer is that no. That at a certain point, you have to be a colleague, even though the Shabrash is not super convinced of this, between procedural and substantive. And the question is, what's called procedural, what's called substantive? But maybe the point is that whether or not you have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, that's something I can inherit with the asset. Whether I believe it's a migo or not, that's something to do with me as a gaver desin and not with the mukir as in the asset. That somehow the chesed gimel, the right to chesed gimel shanim is something that adheres in the asset. The right to use a migo is not something that adheres in the asset. I think that's possible. You know, you might have to make Chesed Gimel Shanim into a little more kana to do that. Or you might say, no, Chesed Gimel Shanim is something that's about this particular land. That comes with the land. Migo is something in general about my name on its index, so it doesn't come with the land. So I think that either I can deny your premise, or I could say, no, Migo is something about me timing in court in general that doesn't come with the land. Chesed Gimel Shanim is something specific about one particular piece of land that comes with the land. Okay, now, let's just go to what exactly is the din of Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum. What does Sefer Iter says? Sefer Iter is crystal clear. What do you say? You say that Haba Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum like an Akum. It's not that you go by Dine. You go by your prejudice. You go by whichever you treat him with prejudice. Whichever system of law is worse for him applies to him. So if I'm a Yisrael, regular Yisrael, you're Yisrael, whichever system is better for me, I win. You only win if both systems are on your side. That's what the Sefer Iter says, and that is what many, many
disagree with. If you look at the Ritva here, says the Ritva, quoting his Rebbe, I believe, which would be the Ra'ah, says the Ritva, Omer Beinu Har'anehu. Right? Obviously, the Ritva, he doesn't say a ton in our sugya, but obviously he's, you know, I don't know if he's endorsing Shad in the sugya, but he's obviously flowing with the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Bala Yitzchak Shad in the sugya. Right? This is not a technical detail of Chesed Gimel Shadim. This is about choice of law. And therefore, the first thing, maybe the only thing he says on our sugya is, Omer Beinu Hara'ah Nehru, okay, close to Ra'ah, but his man is Eshe Goy Gunim Shal B'dinehem. Nowadays, that the Goyim and the Jews go to court and use Dinehem. Im Zocha Goy B'shom Kakar Shal Yisrael B'shom Nitzke Chalom Yotzeva Yisrael B'shom What does he say? He says nowadays that we fight with the Goyim in Dime Goyim. He says, if the Goyim wins the Dime Goyim, the Jews might also like him. If the Jew wins the Dine Goyim, the Jews machbasa, the Goyim's machbasa was like him. Basically, what does he say? He says we only use Dinehem. We don't use whichever system of law is worse. Goes by Dinehem. If the name is better for the Goyim, then it's better for the Yishol Bamachatakum. If the name is worse for the Goyim, it's worse for Yishol Bamachatakum. Basically, Yishol Bamachatakum uses pure Dinehem, just like the Goyim uses pure Dinehem, Dina de Malchusa, Dina, and then he ends. This is against the Bala Eter. It's not against the Bala Eter, the Chakir we have in our Sukkah. He seems to be, again, he's not saying what our Sukkah means, but why is he bringing this up in our Sukkah? He's obviously giving credence to the Mahalach of Bala Eter, saying, I'm giving credence to the Mahalach of Bala Eter, which is that our Sukkah is a choice of law. But which choice of law? Not whichever is worse, Dinehem or Dineinu, but pure Dinehem. Why does he think? Why does he think pure Dinehem? He says, you know, it could be. He says that's only nowadays. Maybe nowadays there's a deal with Malchus Adina that changes things from what was once true in the time of Chazal. He thinks maybe it's because Adina Malchus Adina Bizman Hazesha Goy Donim Yisrael Be Dinehem. So it could be that he's arguing practically, but not arguing theoretically in the halacha in the days of Chazal before there was a din b'chus adina about this. But nonetheless, halacha l'maisa, he disputes the halacha l'maisa. He disputes the sefer Iter and says that Yisrael of Machlas Akum uses goyish law bein mechamer bein lekula. Or could it be? I mean, Harabal and Rukasukim doesn't necessarily use machlokas. Could be different. See, yes, you're right. That the it could be that there's not even a machlokas. It's not. You're right. It's not 100% clear what he means. In the Shoharash, here it is. The Shoharash is a little less clear. Here his question was whether if I bought a shtar chulin for a guy, could I sue you in Jewish court or in Goyish court? Not, I don't care what court I sue in. Meaning, I'm a Jew, you're a Jew. But maybe since I bought from a guy, I have the right to sue in Goyish court. And because the Goyish court had different dinim here, which would let me collect in this case, the Jewish halacha would not have. So basically the question is, can I use dinehem? If I'm a bum machmas akum, can I use dinehem to sue you for money that I couldn't have won in Jewish court? And says the Shadarash, it's a little complicated because he brings in the factor of what we call Ishaskas. We learned this about a comma X years ago, whenever the first back about a comma, maybe it was 3 years ago, I don't remember, which is that he says, look, I could always give the star back to him and he could sue you. So maybe that's an additional factor he throws in. But what he says here is that, in the course of the conversation, it's Hilkach, Shimon, Ein, Tarkli, Tlo, Yehud, Barko, Shal, Kutin, El, Yadunu, Fli, Dain, Yishola, Dain, You do know Dinzak, you should have answered Stan Rubensi Kuti says, you don't actually have to go to Goyish court. The Jewish court will give you the rights you would have had in Goyish court. The also kosher Kuti Alevi, Bedina Malhusi, Yeshlo Shon Alevi. Any rights the Kuti had, any rights the Goy had, he sold to Shimon.
So he quotes our Gemara. He says, what do we learn from our Gemara? Ba'machmas Akam is the right to the Akam. And again, how does he apply this? Bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. I have the rights of the name of the Akam. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. He doesn't say whether that's only bizmanenu or not only bizmanenu. Maybe he thinks that would be accurate. All our Gemara says is, if you take that approach, is dineya. But interestingly, what's fascinating is if you look at the portion on this, it's a little weird. If you look at the portion on the page, the vast majority are on the side of the Shulchan Rashi. Oh, this is the detail of umdanos of chazaka and shtika and macha'a, and it's not through a choice of law. But once you get to the poskim, you get a lot more. It's not only valayter. The Shulchan Rashi also, he's not doing this macha'a. This macha'a, why are you bringing up? You're doing it. It says, ma machar, kosef mashin sheyeshla. Right? When you buy three, you buy all the zakuyos that person has, which might be less than a Jew's zakuyos or more than a Jew's zakuyos. Did you get the word? No. Yeah, please. So the Shurash, again, it's very complex, but certainly, certainly, in general, Mahalach the Shurash against the Balaiter is more like the Ra'ah, that no, you're like Dineyan, Bein, Mechumra, Bein, Lekula, against the Balaiter. We find this machlokas comes up in quite a few places. For example, the Hagos Ashri here in the side of Rush, quotes from the Orzorua, seems to be exactly what the Sefer Eter had in mind. What does he quote from the what does he quote from the Or Zavrua? Let me just see if I can find the Agos Ashri here. Page 4. Thank you. There it is. The Davka Lahoro Koho Shall Yisrael Ababa Hazako. It's only to be against, for the Shalba Mazako to lose rights, not to gain rights. That's like Sefer Eter, right? Meaning if the name is less, he loses rights. But if the name is more, he never gains rights. Okay. What is say? Only the horos aval liyapos kocho, not. Again, the applications are, maybe you're going to skip some of the application of halonos, because then it gets very subtle and you can actually take things different ways, maybe we'll see through time, but what does he say? He says, oh, only the horror kofo, not the apples kofo, meaning if the name give you less rights, then the shol b'machzakma has less rights. If the name give you more rights, you don't get more rights. That sounds like the safer answer. Exactly.
And
he would say we treat him like a guy, but like Dineya.
And if the guy was doing the name, it would be good.
Because it's Dina Machu Zedina.
But if
the guy would lose Bidinehem, then the Israel Banachos would also lose. Right. I think he says both directions. Okay, let me just read one more. Let me put on the board now. I can erase this board. Okay. What's the din of? We all know what the din of a fight between Jews and Goyim in a Jewish court is. Again, if we exclude Dina Bachusa, which maybe was a bit of a red herring. We all know that it's Gemara Bava Kama, that whichever is more prejudicial to the Goy. But what about a Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum? What's the din of the Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum? So one sheet that is the Baal HaEter,
and the Orzarua in the Hadol Sashrim, who say that you treat him like a guy. Right? That's the reason. Exactly. Dimhora kocho. The dineyan done kidineyan. Dimhora kocho. The dineyanu. Donem kidineyanu. We're prejudiced against him. However, that's not what the Ra says. Again, the Ra says bizmanazet. That might just be because bizmanazet. We don't apply the Gemara Goyim anymore, but that's also not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Ra, but that might only be bizmanazet. And the Shulchan Aruch, he says, kidineihem. Yisrael bonos achmas kidineihem. And that's also based on our Gemara. I mean, all these people are either interpreting or like the Itter, or at least, you know, flowing with the Itter is shot in our Gemara. Just you can take it two ways, the worst of both systems, or Dineham.
And also fits
the Rabbi Gershon. Sure, Rabbi Gershon could go either way. Rabbi Gershon could certainly go either way. Right? We have no idea. Because in our case, in our case, the Nehem is to weaken the guy, so it's totally neutral. This is also comes up a lot in the Mordechai. You know, the long simon here in the, there's a long simon here in the Mordechai. At the end of the simon, he quotes the Riva, which is basically the Or Zavruah. At the end of the simon, he quotes the Riva. Again, b'chol duchta. You know, all you have to do is go back to the Mordechai. You already see the other pshat in our sukkah. B'chol duchta. Yisrael b'machzak v'yakakum. A lot of people say we never said b'chol duchta. But nonetheless, he says, "Hayin daku l'chora koch le'inyan chora kocho shel Yisrael kion hachav chiyadon parentos l'kama etc." Well, the yachos kocho l'omrinon. So the Riva and the Mordechai. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. It's basically the exact same thing as the Or Zeruah. However, the Mordechai quotes many, many different shitas in here. You know, the nature of the Mordechai, he's not writing like a book of his opinion in Pesach. He's writing a collection of Masoros from Ashkenaz. Everyone doesn't have to shit in the Mordechai. He says, what is he, okay, it's not, I admit, it's not, 100% clear in the middle of the beginning of the Mordechai. He definitely disagrees with the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says, if I open my windows of the field of the guy, and you buy from the guy, you can't build there, because we now apply Jewish law to you. There he quotes from the Re that I can't, if I buy from the guy, I can't force you to close your windows, because the Dinehem, as a guy, I can't force you to close your windows, but I can build a wall and block your windows. But I can build a wall, block your windows, meaning I'm stuck with Dineihem, but I can't sue you and say, Hezekiah, you close your windows. You can say, whatever, you're coming out from the guy, you can't sue me for Hezekiah. But I can build a wall to block your windows. I can build a wall to block your windows. It's not 100% clear in the read if that's because of Dineihem or because you have no, you know, if some other reason, but it seems like, you know, it seems like, you know, or some sort, it seems like he's saying Bedin Nehem both ways. You know, practically, he's disagreeing with the Bala Itter. He's saying, I can't block the windows. So here, he might be, oh, no,
This took longer. Sorry, three books. He clearly, that's what he says. He says, I can't tell you block your windows has a great yield because I'm like you're going. But I can build and block your windows. Because you can't say, like a Jew, you have no right to build and block my windows. I can say, look, you built those windows, but even though I have absolute rights to those windows, and I can block them, maybe because, you know, he says a lot of sentences there, because you treat me like a guy. However, of course, there's a third option as well. The third option is just not to learn anything from our sugya, right? If you don't learn anything from our sugya, if you are sugya is a specific detail of Cheskes Gimelshanim, then our sugya is not saying anything Yisrael b'machlas akum. Maybe Yisrael b'machlas akum should be a Yisrael. Why should Yisrael b'machlas akum be anything but a, why should Yisrael b'machlas akum, sorry, be anything but a be anything but a regular be anything but a regular Yisrael. And that's what it sounds like from the Shad Rashba, who's denying this. Says, what do you mean? Yisrael Baal Machlas Akum, why should you be like anything? Our Gemara is just a specific detail within Dineinu. And therefore, I deny the, and then he says at the end, Efshar, maybe say Yisrael Baal Machlas Kuti might be better than anyone because he has a svara that I came from someone you can't sue. So you can't sue me, although that's really what the Rashi is wrong, not by force of base, but the Maisel, it sounds like Mishra Rashi is saying, no, Yisrael Baal Machlas Akum is like Yisrael. Maichas Damed did the Hayechs of Akfei. Why should we prejudice between Yisrael? Who cares where they bought it from? Which is, I think, the Pashup shot that we would naturally all say. That's what it sounds like. If you look at Mordechai here, again, it's very complicated because every line of Mordechai here is making a million other assumptions also that you could, of course, analyze. But he quotes in the middle from some Gaonim, a Sheila Mekamig Ramathis Yogon. And then he also quotes for Semach Gaon, who wrote a tshuva to Rabban Shmuel. Okay, we're not so familiar with these Gaonim, but the Mordechai was. He says, Heshev, someone had the same Shiloh about Chalonos, it was all the Chalonos. Heshev Ramathis Yog, Chas v'shalom enum in adin, the Yisrael yesh lasos kedine Yisrael. Yisrael should do Dine Yisrael. What do you bring into the Akum? Yisrael does Dine Yisrael. So look, Hach Yoda she'ein b'dine v'kum v'dine obikov chavim. Be'enu yachol lo l'stom lo l'hapil v'en yachol lasos ke'obikov chavim. Says, what do you mean? Chas v'shalom, he says, Yisrael should do Dine Yisrael. Now again, here he happens to be saying l'chumra. So it's not such a proof, but definitely the way he expressed it sounds like, he says, you know, our Dineinu are different. And what does it say? Read that one. The Jewish law and start using Goyish law. It really sounds like the Gaonim here are saying we use Jewish law, which would be where the Shulchan Aruch is going and famously where the Rambam is going to end up when we get to the postgame. So if you take the other Shulchan Aruch Sugya, in our sugya, then it's not talking about anything. But if it's not talking about anything, but a stam, I think we'd all say in common sense, which is the Shud Rashba and the Mashmos of the Gaonim in the Mordechai, which is the Dineinu. What do you mean? To Yisrael, we're going to need a Kabbal Shalom Rosh, can you push a Shalahad? We're going to care about Goyish law. I understand we care about Goyish law. When a guy fights a Jew, we want to give an advantage and be prejudiced in favor of the Jew. So we use both laws to shtuch the guy. Fine. But two Jews use Jewish law. When do we bring that? We're going to abandon our Gemara and start using the Goyish law? That's ridiculous, say the Gaonim. Two Jews use Jewish law. Oh, what does our Gemara mean? Gemara means something specific, hence the Moshanim, and it has nothing to do with anything in terms of choice of law. Our Gemara is not called Dukta, the way some of the Moshanim said. Our Gemara is a very, very local Gemara, and that, in fact, is the Maskana of the famous Shut Ramah. He's not exactly talking about Yisrael Baal Machlas Akum, so maybe I shouldn't put him here. But what was he basically discussing? When you have, when you have Jews who have to deal with the fight to do it in Akkon, what system do they use? They use the system of Jewish law. Again, he's not so about what was his case. His is the case of a Jew against a Goyish printer, but the Goyish printer wasn't coming to court. The question is, can other Jews buy into the Goyish printer? Right, so it's very similar to Yisrael Bamachos Akkon, right? Can other Jews buy for the Goyish printer who's not in court? He doesn't call Yisrael Bamachos Akkon, he doesn't tie into our Sunnah. But I'm saying it's parallel to Yisrael Bamachos Akkon, because the Ramad's question was not who wins, the Jew or the Goyish printer. The Goyish printer is not in court. It was, if another Jew wants to buy a book from the Goyish printer, who wins? The first Jew can say, I prevent you from buying the book from the Goyish printer, or the guy can say, no, I can buy the book from the Goyish printer. So it's like a Yisrael Bamachos Akkon in that the question is the Maharam Padua, who was with the first printer, versus a potential Jewish customer of the second printer. And the Ramah says, Jewish law. The Ramah says, Jewish law. What we do with our sunya? The stuff we do with our sunya, what we show the doctor with our sunya.
Ramah has specifications that Jewish law should be Jewish.
Correct. We'll get to that in a second. Now I have a simple question, which is, to a certain extent, this comes out of how you read our sunya. If you read our sunya, like we show them on the daf, there's something specific, then the stomach choice of one between two Jews is Jewish law. Why not? Even though the Shabbos says, why not? The rule is Shaskas. But Pashas, why not? And not everything you can say in Shaskas, that would be certain cases. If you read our Gemara, like the Minhag Gerushim, then you have two choices. Either whichever system of law is worse for the Jew, going back to Zakum, or Dinehim. Agav, it could be, but it's a bit of a stretch, that this Hakira in the Sugya is a machlokas between the Rambam and Raivid. Even though it's a stretch, I'm far from guaranteeing or even saying like I think, but what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is a chol dochta, to use the phrase of the Bala Itter and Mordechai, I think it was. Nachmina is b'chol dochka. Yisrael hava machas akom. Do we treat him ka akom one way or another, or do we treat him ki Yisrael? And perhaps another nachmina could be that I'm close around on Raivid. Not really another, like different, just an illustration that's closer to home. What is machlokes in the Rambam and Raivid here? The Rambam says, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Yisrael b'machlokes akkon is ka'akkon. And what does the Raivid say to him? Not exactly like an akkon, because he got an akkon, I wouldn't have to swear to his hesis to him. Yisrael b'machlokes akkon, I have to swear to his hesis. Okay, so the question is, what's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Raivid? I am a bit of a skeptic. I'll be the kofer here. And I'll say, you know what? It could be that maybe there's no machlokes in the Rambam and the Raivid, and the Raivid just misunderstood the Rambam and the Raivid. It's like you're good, no chazaki. Why don't you get the Shmos Hesses? So the Raivid says, you're saying good. If you like you're good, there's no Shmos Hesses. I think there is a Shmos Hesses. Maybe there's just a misunderstanding, and the Rambam didn't disagree with the Raivid. It's possible. I'm a chavit to the Yabshut thing. Says there's a misunderstanding. Because really, like, the Rambam says, Ein Achilos Araya. He doesn't say, does Rambam have to say in every case where the next verse says, okay, Baruch Shekimant in the Yakshuta, that maybe there's no machlokes because the Rambam just misunderstood the Rambam. But the Nosei Kelim assume that there is a machlokes, right? So here, if we have Yisrael Haba Machmas Achom Eimo Kazaka, says the Raivid, that the Marakama is chayav a shvus hesis. The Rambam doesn't say anything. So what's Pshat of the Rambam? So now I don't need to say it on my own. The Yad Pshuta says, he's masking. He also thinks chayav a shvus hesis. The Rambam was just, overly nitpicking. And every time the Rambam forgot to say something, which goes without saying, the Rambam says, I'm arguing on you.
Isn't that the same distinction that we mentioned before about Nigud?
Yes. So hold that thought. So you're right. You're right. But let me just point out, what did the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah says, nope, he's Potter Mishlus Hesis. Ki Ein. When Machzik Tainus Bori. Says the Magid Mishnah, your own Chai Shlus Hesis, the guy that Tainus Bori against you. What's the reason for Hesis? The Gemara says in Shlus. And Shlus Dafkem, because the guy's time that has power. Okay, no Shlus has better than the time of Bori. What he saying? He says the guy told me he bought it for you. That's not a time of Bori. Why not? He says a maybe a Bori Ali may after that time of Bori. Big issue. Many are pushing this question, especially or more specifically about Shlus. Hearsay testimony is not time of Bori. Or says Rami Mishnah. Even if hearsay testimony is Tainus Bori, maybe it's only hearsay for a Jew. But hearsay for a guy who's not as trustworthy is not Tainus Bori. Meaning, he, Bori al yudei acher, eino Bori, o Bori al yudei acher, eino Tainus Bori. Right, he has two sub-formulations. Either, when he has no time to worry, he says, the guy told me he bought it for you. No, either hearsay, second-hand time is worried, not time is worried, or at the very least, second-hand time is worried, the guy is not time is worried. But the Lechem is just says something funny. I'm not sure what to make of it, or whether to make of it. Said for Lechem Mishnah, he used to go over Raivid's Koshali. He says, I'm difficult for the Raivid. Now, Lechori says he's difficult for the Raivid. Lechori means that's his child in the Raivid. Right, cautiously, but I can explain the right of it. The stomach is saying, this is the Rambam, but I can explain the right of it. How is he explaining the Rambam? He doesn't say this child of the Rambam, he says, cautiously on the right. But, and then he says, but what does he say? The other type of strong, the Gavr, the Asi Machmase, is the Jew who bought Machmas Akum better than a guy. He says, I understand. Is the Jew any better than the guy he is coming from? Well, the truth is that maybe, you know what? And then what does he answer? He says, no, but the defense of the Ravid is that, no, a guy doesn't have Shuas Hesu, so they didn't make him the Sakana. A Jew does. Could be any Divine Mishnah. Could be just being Divine Mishnah. Is the Jewish Taina any better than the guy's Taina he's competing and has no more Nemanas? I thought maybe you could say that he means no, it's Nehem. There's no time, but now I'm not so sure. Okay, so maybe you could say that it's a stretch, as Avery or someone just pointed out, that no, maybe the Rambam holds he's like Akum and doesn't have Shuas and can't demand the Shuas Hesus. And the Rambam holds, no, we don't go that far. That would be taking Shulka Akum very far, even to the Shuas Hesus, which is very procedural. Maybe. What? Ah, that's a good point. Okay, so the truth is, it's really a bit of a stretch, but you can understand what I'm saying. That does it to get to a census, but I admit it's a bit of a stretch. Along the era, so let's say it doesn't really apply into our fact. Okay, fine. Let's go back to this. What do you think is being used? Not, remember, when you ask what the soul of the machlok is about something, what's the kudus amachlok? Because you mean it one of two ways. You can mean in terms of the proofs or the svaras. How do they each prove from a certain text where they get to? And then part of it is our sugya. But I mean, it's a different question. The svara, what's the logical reason behind why you would say one, why you would say the other? Forgetting about what the sugya and cheskes abatim implies. What's the logical reason behind it? After all, we know what the rule of a guy is. The rule of a guy is whichever is more prejudicial to him. So why should Bamachmas Akum have so many different potential shitas? So this might depend on a fundamental chakira, which is what is the real rule of a dispute between a Jew and a guy? Fascinating question. What's the real rule of a dispute between a Jew and a guy? Right? What is the lemais? What about a Yisrael versus Akko? L'maisa we know. L'maisa, whichever is worse for the guy, right? Whichever lets the Jew win. But the Rambam, I didn't put this Rambam, of course. Maybe someone, one of these, I've got a lot of put it, right? There's a Rambam who says, and don't wonder why, right? Someone quoted, not the Rambam to me, in the, is this the Rambam in the Torah? 1 second. Or is this the Rambam of Hirsch? Mishnah? I think there's the Rambam of Hirsch, huh? Mishnah, yeah. The, there's a Rambam here. So Mishnah said, and don't wonder why we say that whichever says the bad for the guy. He says, you know what? Because really, because that's a knas on the guy because they don't keep Shevet Mitzvahs and Noach, and therefore it makes sense. But the question is that, what is the ikra din? What is the ikra zuchus of what is the ikra zuchus of a Jew who fights a guy in bed? Right, this is the discussion of the Avnei Nezer and the Shut Ramah, and the Chazon Ish says the Avnei Nezer. What was his discussion? His whole discussion started with a Shaila Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz is technically a court case between a Jew and a guy, right? Does the guy get the chametz or does he not? Even though the main nafmina is for our Isser Heter. He says, well, does the contract? This is a big discussion nowadays in the postgame. The contract, does the mechir have to be valid in Jewish law? Does it have to be valid in Goyish law? Does it have to be valid in both? Right? It's a big one focus on anyone is that, right? What system of law applies to mechiras chametz? Right? And bizman hazeh, halacha lemaisa, we try to be machber. Obviously, we try to be machber. This be valid in Goyish law and in Jewish law. When push comes to shove, when we're stuck, basically the minhag is like the Avnei Nezer. Even though it's a chiddush, the Avnei Nezer, that we only care about Jewish law. It's a chiddush for two reasons. A, in the longest that we're about to put on the board. B, you could only say that if it doesn't work by Jewish law, then there's no Mir's Das, and therefore Jewish law doesn't help for a slight reason. Because what is Mir's Das if it doesn't work by Jewish law? And the Jewish law is sovereign. But in any case, that's the Avnei Nezer's question. And he's a contract, right? That's what he says. He says, after all, what about we write it in Hebrew and that doesn't work in Goyish law? It does, he discusses. So he starts with the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And he says that he says that clearly this din in Bava Kamma, that's basically a heter of Tolos Akum or Gezel Akum, right? Or Oshek Akum or Afkas Halvas. That's a heter of Afkas Halvas Akum or Tolos Akum. When there's Chil Hashem, then we have to be 100% straight. If not, then we're allowed to have Kas Halvas, allowed to do Tolos, etc. He says basically this idea to take advantage of him, that's not a din, that's a heter. But it's really a din and a heter, right? If you'll gezel akum mutter, doesn't mean you din, I only go to property. It's just a heter to steal it. He says, it's not a din that we use whichever legal system is worse for him. How could that be a din? That's a heter. And they could deal with bottle of bakifin or not for chol Hashem. This is all machlutz and how much we matter and when there's chol Hashem. But everyone agrees this is just a heter. That's not the real din. What is the, and that's what he says. He says, that's a heter that sometimes you're allowed to cut corners a little, but it's not a din. Mutter is not the same as having bites. Just because mutter, when you take something yours, doesn't mean I hold it. No, the difference is this. If I have a heter steal from you, if you sell to someone else, that heter disappears. If I actually have a right against you, if you sell to someone else, I keep that right. That's the difference. So what does he say? He says that Achlafiani is dainty. No, it's not considered a real bias. The chain cost again, not the way it's all.
Right, so that's just the heter. Okay, because they don't keep Shem Mitzvah. Are he done ikra din kachrach shemutter l'oshka? So what is the ikra din? So what's the ikra din? Okay, what's the ikra din for a Jew versus a goy? That's the other user's question. Nothing with Bama Chasakim now. Jew versus a goy, what is the ikra din? What is the ikra din? So he says, look at the Rambam. How can you tell what the ikra din is? Because the Rambam says, can we isolate a case, right? Like do a lab experiment? Can we find a guy without any heterim to take advantage of him? What's that called in the Rambam? Ger Tosha. What about the Rambam holding Ger Tosha, right? Where it says you have to be snag the Ger Tosha, the Derech Eretz, and Milas HaSadim, the Yisrael, right? There's no heterim for Ger Tosha. No heter of this, of that. Right? See, so by Ger Tosha, go by the Ikra Din. So Taka, what's the Ikra Din? Fastly said the Rambam. The Yerali, he says on his own authority, She'enos came to Ger Tosha, maybe you quote this Gemara, Dineinu, Ella Olam Donimo B'Dineihem. Ger Tosha, we only use Dineihem. What does that prove? The Ikra Din is Dineihem. It's just that when he's not a Ger Tosha, then there's a heter because of a Knas of Rishon, that you can take advantage of him to make excuses. Dineinu is an excuse. The Ikar, a Jew versus a guy goes by Dineinu, which is fascinating. But we have the Torah there, Dineinu are just Stam. No, a Jew and a guy goes by Dineinu, says the Rambam, as explained by Avni Nezer. What?
Rambam says it explicitly.
Okay, good. The Rambam says Dineihem. Fascinating. Really, when it comes to Jews and Goyim, the legal system is Dineihem. And he says, but that's only according to the Rambam. That's only, he says, according to the Rambam. But what about the Ramban? Says here the Ramban's not saying anything. But says the Avni Nezer, Al Pi Ramban, Dineinu. Why is that? He says. This is the machlokus Ramban and Rambam about the mitzvah of Dinim. What is the mitzvah of Dinim? What is the mitzvah of Dinim? The Rambam says famously, the mitzvah of Dinim is that they should punish people who violate the other six of the Sheva. Right? The Ramban says that's not mitzvah of Dinim. The Ramban by Yisrael famous argument says, no, punishes don't violate the other seven. That's a part of the other seven. It's not a new one. The mitzvah of Dinim is to judge all Dinimanos and Benon Lachavero, Kosher Mishpat. Now, just to be fair, it's not crystal clear in the Ramban when he says the mitzvah of demon is to judge Choshen Mishpat. Does that mean our Choshen Mishpat or to make up their own Choshen Mishpat? However, the Avnei Nezer and many, many Achronim assume what the Ramban means is that demon means they have to keep Choshen Mishpat. Ah, if even the Goyim are commanded to keep Choshen Mishpat, then obviously Goyim are supposed to use Dineinu. Right? What do we mean Dineinu? They're not supposed to use Dineinu. They're commanded in Shem Mitzvah to use Dineinu. And therefore, even between themselves, they're supposed to use Dineinu. If going between themselves are supposed to use Dineinu, and Jews between themselves are supposed to use Dineinu, then it sort of goes without saying that a Jew against a guy should use Dineinu. So this is based on the Perish Ramban. In mitzvah demon, and here the Rambam comes out to be a nice, the Rambam comes out to be a nice Lashitase based on Perusho of mitzvah demon, or more accurately, what he doesn't say about mitzvah demon. After all, there's no mocker that it's somebody to keep Choshen Mishpat, so why should we in them have to use Choshen Mishpat? And the Dvarav, the Inyan Ger Tosha, which is the real mocker. He said the Rambam's Lashitase. Basically, the Rambam comes to what he said in Ger Tosha. He just doesn't say anything deep. The Rambam Ger Tosha says the Ikar Din is Dineinu. But according to the Ramban, partially the Ikar Din is Dineinu, because
they have to use dinenu for themselves. We have to use dinenu for themselves. So when we meet them, of course, we use dinenu. But the Rambam's okay with Shita say, because he says that that one dina means, dina means, of course, the other six. And therefore, there's no mocker. They have to use dinenu for themselves. Basically, the Rambam, they name for themselves. According to Shemitah, they know. So dinenu between the two of us. So Rambam, they have to use dinenu between themselves. So obviously, dinenu between the two of us. And then he paskins like the Ramban. And therefore says in Mechiras Chametz, it's okay to use dinenu. The name only comes up as a trick to take advantage of them as a heter bialma. That's only a heter bialma. But the Ikra Din says dinenu, and again, many of us rely on that all the time. The Ramah, fascinating. This is the big historical Ramah. I cut off the Ramah at a certain point on the cover sheet. But when he got into why this is a famous Ramah, this is the first case of what kind of dispute in Jewish law? Copyright. As a matter of fact, one of the first copyright disputes in Western law, right? Meaning you can write a bar on the Shabrama and publish it in a secular legal journal. Because I don't think you can do that in a true written nowadays, but this is in the history of Western civilization. You'll understand that as long as scribes copied over manuscripts, there wasn't a lot of copyright infringement lawsuits. You know, whoopee, the printed press, all of a sudden, now copyright became a big deal. Now they invented the printing press. The big work is in preparing the content. Churning out the copies, just turn the crank another few times, right? All of a sudden, the value of a book became not the writing that went into it, but the content that went into it. And then all of a sudden, I can say, well, you printed my book. I'm suing you for copyright infringement. The first case of copyright infringement was business was mamish. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I don't remember everyone's Italian names, but there were Italian printing presses. Under Italian law, it was also for a Jew, only Christians. Not all day, only Christians that printing presses. And there's Italian names, I forget who. They were always trying to put each other out of business. And it was really ruthless, cutthroat competition, really like, you know, not proper business ethics. What happened? The Maharam, famous Maharam Padma, put out the best printing ever of the Rambam. I don't know if it was the first. I think it was the first good printing of the Rambam with his kedushim, with a lot of things. And he printed it up. And the way it works is you have to invest a lot of money in the printing, then you sell the books, and you recoup your investment with the profits. Okay, he went with one great printer. And he made a shukras with him. And the Maharam Padma was the one who owned the copies, and he had to sell them. There's another Goyish printer who I had no particular relationship to Maharam Padma, meaning Maharam Padma chose which printer, so he didn't pick this one. But one that he was angry at Maharam Padma, he was cutthroat competition with the other printer. So he says, now we can get the other printer and more of his customers. What he did was he printed the Rambam with the tradition of Maharam Padma. He printed the Chiddush Maharam Padma so that his edition would be better. And in the beginning, he printed a whole essay as how the Maharam Padma was a big Amal Aretz and didn't know how to read the Rambam of the Chalal, just to cover those who didn't like Maharam Padma, everyone would buy it. And he sold it at a loss to put the other guy out of business. He advertised, this is a much better Rambam, and I'm selling it for one florins or whatever the gold coin was, cheaper than his set, and they were very expensive in those days. And the Maharam Padma wrote a shaila to the Ramah, is this guy allowed to do this? Nafkamina being with Ramah for a chayrem that no one's allowed to buy the second printer because the Maharam Padma would have been bankrupted. He invested all his life savings and no one's going to buy his and the other guy's one gold coin cheaper. And that's it. It goes bankrupt. The printing press goes bankrupt, etc. Okay, the Ramah the Paskind, but I skipped. He said there are four reasons why he has rights under copyright. This is the precedent for copyright in Jewish law. You can find in Shas Rishon things that are similar to copyright that you can make a sushtel from. But again, as long as you copy manuscript by hand, there is no copyright lawsuits. For that, you need a printing press. And he says four reasons why you have the right to his copyright. And in the end, my Rambam made Padra manage to sell his Rambams because enough people respected the Chayim of the Ramah that you weren't allowed to buy the other guys. Okay, but that's only the last third of the Shur Ramah. The first two thirds of the Shur Ramah are fascinating. He starts with, and the Gemara Bava Kama. And what does he want to know? He wants to know what's the Ikra Din between a Jew
and a goy. Meaning, this is a dispute between Jew and a goy. Marami with Padua gets the second printer. Do we use Jewish law or do we use goyish law? If the printer had come to court, he'd use whatever law would help the Marami Padua. But the other guy's not coming to court. So, you know, so theoretically, what rights does everyone have? And he's assuming, like the Avni Nezer, that, like the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, he's assuming that it's just a heter to take advantage of him. Really, he has to have one system of law. Which system is it? And the Marav, the Rambam says very creatively, it's not a Machlokas Rambam and Rambam. He thinks they both agree. What did the Avni Nezer himself? The Avni Nezer, Hebriya, Dineinu. Okay, the Rambam says Machlokas Amorim. There's a machlokes amarim Sanhedrin. What's the mocker of dinim? Is it by tzav? By tzav elu dinim? Asher tzav is bottom of the base of achrav. That is Rabbi Yochanan, I think. Or is it Rabbi Yitzchak who says Elohim? The nekrapal vice Elohim. Again, you and I would not have made a big deal of this. Okay, but the Ramah is greater than you and I. Says the Ramah, that's their machloket. Rabbi Yochanan went to Vaitzav, it's from Avram's household in Stucco Mishpat, they use Goyish law. Okay, he says, ah, don't, because I'll say Avram knew the Torah, he says, he had his household. Okay, you could argue. He says, if you learn Vaitzav, it's
brought up on that.
It's, you know, yes, okay. If you use Vaitzav, then they're supposed to use Goyish law, meaning make up their own law. If you learn from Elokim, that's from Kramba Vice Elokim, that's talking about Elokim, we talk about Askel, this was given by the Bore, Elah Mishpatim, which is the Elah Mishpatim, most of all, in Rishon, from Har Sinai, then they have to keep Gaius law. And that's what he says, Rabbi Yitzhak, Ruch Ersimov, Loma Dinam Elokim, Gzer Shava, Kolom Rusava Dinam Yochin, Osam Dinam Shishavi Yisrael, Bissinai. Okay, and then, and what does he want to say? This is wild. Even though he wants to say, Muchach Mizesh Hilzuk Rav Yitzchak, that halacha is like, he brings a deal from the Gemara like Rav Yitzchak, and he thinks even the Rambam agrees with Rav Yitzchak, which is to me, he doesn't quote this Rambam Bekir Tosha. It's very, very strange to me, but, and that's why I say the Rambam Fi Avni Nezer, because there are actually three pshats in the Rambam, even though this one, I can't understand how the Rambam could think the Rambam agrees with this. I understand the fact that the Rambam says mitzvahs dina means to enforce the other six is neutral. And what kind of civil law they're going to use, you can say whatever you want, right? They shouldn't be gozel. They shouldn't be gozel. We use what kind of law not be gozel. Say whatever you want. But it's me. I mean, it ignores the Rambam by Yertosha. But says the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan holds dinayim, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds the Neinu. Again, both of them based on what the Goyim should be doing amongst themselves, and the Ramah himself is like Rav Yitzchak, and therefore, what does he conclude? Goyim should really be using the Neinu. Ends up saying to Ebenezer, behold, but Rabbi Rachach should not kuti to be in Yisrael, then he don't kuti in Yisrael, kishnei Yisraelim, shnei Yibolim. Okay, so if it's a Jew versus a Goy, you judge it, the Ikra din, he's not dealing more about a comment. I was meaning we have to deal with the Ikra din, because he's not really in court. You judge like Jew Israel, and therefore I'm not going to use Goyish copyright law, which probably didn't exist at the time. I'm going to use Jewish copyright law. And in Jewish copyright law, I have four reasons why the Maharim Padua wins this court case against this other Italian printer, and therefore no one's allowed to buy from the other printer.
The argument also of the Ramah is that basically like the name of this, the name is the name. But we have Sivius in the Gemara where the Gemara distinguishes between it doesn't identify the name of the name.
Like the Gemara in Bava Kama. So what the Rambam would have to say is that no, that's just a heter to trick him and take advantage of him. It's not that it has serious weight. That's what you have to say, like you have the Nezer. You're not discussing it here. But obviously you have to say that.
Very difficult to
understand. And then who... I mean, you have to, if it's just more about Kama, since the context of Bon Bakifin and Tosas Mutter and Hakkad Mutter, I mean, the context of Bava Kama is all kinds of Hetera to treat him unfairly.
Yeah, there's some this as well, though, that there's a distinction like Kama and Lord.
Correct. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky in here. I admit that there's so many subtleties, I'm not going to do justice perhaps to any of them, which is that
in addition to the possibility of the accounting procedural and substantive, this is the kind of issue that only B'chazen Ish makes explicit. B'chazen Ish is he's you know, I'm not saying he's always right. Not that I'm one to judge, but who's always right? And some things he says I really don't understand. But he is one of the most logical, methodical people I've ever met in my, not met, I've ever not met in my entire life. He takes every sugya and he asks all the proper logical questions. If there are things that are, if there are things that are unclear that everyone just glosses over, he like makes them explicit and does whatever he can with them. You know, in almost every sugya in Shas, there's just a different madrigal. Yeah, everyone sort of goes with the flow and like throws everything into the cholent and hope it works out someday. The Chazon Ish is like, no. How does this fit in? How does that fit in? And gives a very clear answer, which might be dealt with, might not. So the Chazon Ish brings this up. He says, hold on a second. Within Jewish law, there are things that are different for Goyim and Jews, like Shortan, and although what's interesting, the Rambam sort of says, no, it's really because of Dineya. So it's not clear, like Kinyanim, Kesef, Meshicha, etc. So the Chazon Ish struggles with, is that called Dineya or is that called Dineya? Right? Is it within Dineya that sometimes between Jew and a Goyim that has nothing to do with choice of law? Or is that called, basically, when Halakha said the Goyim is different, is that called Dineya or Dineyahem? It messes everything up. It makes it very, I mean, messes up, it just makes it messy. And the Chazon Ish struggles with that. That's in the days of the Chazon Ish, that's exactly what he's struggling with. When the Torah says the difference between Jews and Goyim, what does that mean? If we're supposed to judge Kedinehem, why would the Torah have the right to say between Jews and Goyim? If a Jew has a sex with a guy, you go by Dineyahem. If we're supposed to go by Dineyu, then what it must mean is that we go by Dineyu, but even a Dineyu with a couple of details here and there are differences between Jews and Goyim, which makes it a little more complex, but possible. But what does the Chazon Ish say here? He starts the Morah Kame. He says, the Ram says, Yehira Eli for Ger Tosha. What's the Ram Yehira Eli? It's possible that you don't take advantage of a Ger Tosha. There's no heter to do anything unethical to a Ger Tosha. After all, right, the Rambam, Kayadua, the Rambam's general mahalach is that, you know, there's no fundamental difference in the basic physical or metaphysical substance of a Jew and a Goyim. And the only reason why there are halachas that are prejudicial against Goyim is because the Goyim are reshaim and therefore deserve to be penalized. And therefore, Ger Tosha should not deserve to be penalized. Right? So he says, so why is the Rambam only Yehira Eli? Because the Rambam's Masufak, really, we're not going to penalize the Ger Tosha, but what's the Ikra did? And what he's saying is, Stop of Rabbeinu, in Yeshua, we can show B'shorsh HaDin Shtei Zechuyos, maybe B'shorsh, maybe Ikra didn't have the advantage of both legal systems. Maybe that's not a heter. Maybe that's not a heter. Maybe the Ikra did, the nature of the relationship between the Jew and the guy is that the Jew has the advantage of both legal systems. Maybe that's the Ikra Din. Not the Ikra Din that Jewish law should be for everyone, it's just they have Dineyahem, but it's something you can rely on to take advantage. And not the Ikra Din, our Dineyahem are only for us when it comes to the broad, our Dineyahem are for us, but when it comes to the broader world, Dineyahem rules the broader world because there's a Marechet of Mishpat, of civilization out there, which we're part of except for internally. No, the Ikra Din, Beshorish is what we call the Ikra Din. Beshorish said then maybe the Jew has two Zechuyos against the Goy. Because when there's clashing systems, they both have validity for the Jew. The M came even against Ger Toshav, or no, it's only a knask. They don't keep Sheva Mitzvah, so that's what the heter. But me Ikra didn't go by Dineyahem, Be'echriya Rambam, that we go by Dineyahem. Okay, on the Yeshla's topic, he says, even for the Rambam, I know the Rambam said for the Rambam Dineyahu, Tema, he didn't relate to the one about Ger Toshav. I'm sure he must have something to answer, but... No, I missed him by a couple hundred years, so I don't know what he would answer. Says the Chazon Ish, even given that Rambam, I could still have a question. Maybe even though it's only a knas for the bad goyim who aren't their toshavs, maybe it becomes a shor shadin once the knas. So what he wants to say is even for the Rambam, right, says the Chazon Ish, is the Shoresh Hadin that the Jew is a double right and the guy is a double detriment? Or the Shoresh Hadin is Dineyahem? And even though a Ger Toshav is Dineyahem, and it's only a Knas against the Akum, the little Akum, not the Nachri, but the Akum, but maybe that Knas becomes the Shoresh Hadin. The Knas is not that we can take advantage. It's not a Heter to take advantage of the court. It's a Knas that all of his business is now governed by a legal system that's prejudiced against him.
And then he wants to say, Vihine, he brings our Makoros. He starts bringing our Mordechai in all the cases of the windows, etc. And then he says, he makes the Yukim and he says the Chazan Ish. Says the Chazan Ish that nope, Me'ikar Hadin, Yesh Li Yisrael, Be'zechuyos. Klape Ha'akom. Ah, even the Rambam that it's only Knas, yes. But once it's a Knas, the Knas becomes the Ikar Hadin. But the Rambam, that's what you say. All three possibilities, some Achron says the Rambam, even though obviously Pshat of the Rambam is one way. Kevan dekamsu Akum Sheino Shomer Zayin Mitzvos Nase Ikar Hadin. Sometimes the Knas becomes the Ikar Hadin. It's not a heter. It's a knas that becomes the Ikar Hadin. And that's basically the Hakira. Do we say that this is a mere heter? That's the Avni Nezer. Sorry for going out of order. And the Avram and the Ramah. Or do we say no? This is the Ikar Hadin. I mean, he says sure it's Ikar, the same thing. Right? That is the Chazan Ish. At first he says, no, maybe the Ramah by saying your Toshim Dinei is saying Dinei is Ikar Hadin. Then he changes his mind. He says, no, if you want to make all kinds of people in Mordechai, you see the Ikar Hadin is both ways. So if three sheep is what the Ikar Hadin is between a Jew and a Goy.
There's a basic machlokes here. That is, according to the Ramah and the Avnei Nezer, there's no difference between Akum and the Ger Toshim. According to the Ramah, there's a fundamental difference between them.
Correct. Ramah and the Avnei Nezer both assume that Yisrael versus Akum equals Akum versus Akum. That's what they both assume. The Chazan Ish obviously did not assume that, because by Akum versus Akum, how do you know which one to give double advantage to? Okay, this is a fundamental machlokes of the relationship between Jews and Akum. If we then just take this back to our sugya, and then we're going to have to end because it was already super duper, not just super, but super duper late.
What does that mean? Is that according to Ramah, not me, is there a star versus Akum, is life is
important? If Akum versus Akum is Dinenu, Yisrael versus Akum is Dinenu. If Akum versus Akum is Dinenu, Yisrael versus Akum is Dinenu.
There are Ramah.
Yes, there are Ramah says, if you say by Tzav that a goy between themselves have to keep Dinenu, so we against them keep Dinenu. If you say, oh, Kim, a goy against another goy has to keep Dinenu. So, too, we have to keep against the Dinenu.
I mean, he's basically saying the Ramban.
Yeah.
I mean, he's saying, like, whatever the Ramban is saying, it's really.
Right. He's saying the Ramban, but you get talking that's praying, you get proof, you hold
it. The machlokas that the Achron have in the Ramban is the Ramah said that's actually a machlokas amara.
Yes, precisely. And then he said the Ramban also agrees because he puts it in the midst of Gezel, even without the midst of Dino.
Yes.
Okay, Lemaisa, what does this have to do with our sugya? So, I would say, Lemaisa, I would say it's very pashut. What's the din of Yisrael b'al machlokes Akum? If Yisrael b'al machlokes Akum was kidinehem, if the ikar din Yisrael b'al machlokes Akum is kidinehem, then if the ikar din of a Jew against the goy is kidinehem, and there's just a heter to do otherwise, the ikar din is dinehem, then lechora, I would say, if the ikar din is dinehem, then you would say, a Jew versus a goy is dinehem, so Jew versus a Yisrael b'amachlokes Akum is also dinehem. If the ikar din is the worst of both worlds, basically what I'm saying is, whatever the ikar din is by a goy, that should be what happens to a Jew about Machmas Goy. If a Goy. Oh, this is very confusing. Okay. Again, don't stone me yet. Oh, my other Scaluni. We're going to finish up. I'll just point out, what am I trying to say here? That if. What's the Ikar Din of an Akum against a Jew? And what is the Din of Yisrael
If the Iker din of an Akam against the Jew was Dinenu, yeah, we have a heter to Dinenu to get some money out of this Akam. But that's not an Iker din. And Lachora should also be Dinenu. And then we should just interpret our Gemara like all the Rishonim on the daf. If the Iker din is Dinenu, then show us media if the Iker din is the worst of both, then here also it should be the worst of both. So maybe, this is a maybe so far, maybe really our sugya is just enough to mean of the more fundamental sugya. If you go to a goy, not practically what happens when a goy fights a Jew in court, but fundamentally what are the rights of a goy against a Jew? What's the fundamental rights and what's the heter take advantage of him? Whatever the fundamental rights of a goy are, that's what he sells the Jew comes with him. However, it's not so poshut because it could be that this is all assuming that when you buy an asset, you buy rights of a system of law with the asset. Of course, you could also just deny this agreement entirely, saying, well, when I buy an asset, I'm buying the asset. Everything else has nothing to do with it. So really, theoretically, you could say, that just deny that din transfers with the asset. You could say no. Just because I bought something from you doesn't mean I buy your system of din. I don't care if your system of din with or din now, but I'm doing dinenu. So really, it's much easier to say dinenu. And then this really gets into that getting to substantive versus procedural. What things are rights that you have or are vitalists, and what things are just rights that you have when they come up, meaning like what are things you already own, what are things that could come up that apply to you. But basically, our sugya is so fascinating for this reason that it really gets into what's the din of Yisrael b'machmas akko, which could be or enough, could be not enough to be done. You could say Yisrael b'machmas akko dinenu, because once you buy the asset, now you're a Jewish law. Don't mean nava okiba asraf. But it could be that no, when the Yisrael buys from the Akum, what does he buy? Not what would happen to the Akum practically, but the theoretical right of the Akum, the theoretical violence of the Akum. What's the theoretical violence of the Akum? We see there are three possibilities. Either that his theoretical right is prejudiced against him, that he loses the Zechuyus in both ways, or his theoretical right is Dinei. Or his theoretical right is Dinei, and maybe that's the Yisrael Machlokas, which might go back to very fundamental issues of Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noah, right? Where you'll leave this rest of philosophy. What is Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach? Are they supposed to have their own legal system? Are they supposed to keep the Choshen Mishpat of the Torah? Which becomes a very fundamental question, you know, about reason versus revelation, etc. Do we say, well, the only things that are actually with Dino are things in the Torah, everything else is just that people make up and has no grounding other than taking advantage of people? Or do we say, no, the Torah is a certain Madrega Kedusha for an Am who is Zoche to a revelation? But civilization is something that people figure out using their brains, and everyone, and Hashem just wants us to use our brains and have dinayim, and that becomes a very fascinating philosophical machloket. But we'll have to, even though we haven't gotten to today's makoros, we will have to call it a day for now because the hour is late.
It did happen. We did one, not too much.
Yes. Okay.
Well, what would happen these days? There's this whole group of going to keep the seven mitzvot.
Yes. You know who was one of the more famous goyim who kept Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach? Indiana Jones. Not the actor. Who is that? Harrison Ford or something? No, not Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, to the best of my knowledge, was a regular guy. There was a guy named Wendell Jones who was the character they based the movies on. He obviously, they exaggerated in the movies. You know, no one's face melted. But he was exactly that personality, had those kind of adventures, did those kind of, you know, these kind of stories, and then they just exaggerated him and made the movies, and he was a prominent leader of the Noahide movement in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. They even have schools. I don't know if they go to schools, but they don't call them churches. They go to congregations. He passed away, say the Tova. But I have a cousin who was a Rav, who was involved when he was younger in the B'nai Noach movement. He went out to their conventions in Texas, etc. And he was friends with Indiana Jones, through the B'nai Noach movement. So what do they do? That's a fascinating question. What do they do? Which, according to Rambam, the Avnei Nezer, they should keep kosher nishma. But I don't know how they poskim.
That's like the Rambam, not like the Rambam.
Ah, but if they pass like the Rambam, then okay, Malia Dumim, the Bnei Nezer should pass like the Rambam. Posh it. So then, anyway, it's a fascinating question. I don't know. Maybe we can find out. All right, have a good day, everyone.
Well, hope you can explain the Balei.